This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
If we died with him, we will also live with him. Now, if we endure, we will also reign with him. What is it that you feel is something that you have to endure in life? Some people put up with negative emotions and they say, well, that's what I have to deal with in my life. Some of you know who Dr. Henry Cloud is, a clinical psychologist. He said he got a call one day from a woman who said, I'm stressed out because a year and a half after my divorce, I'm still spiraling downward. I get so depressed and I can't get out of it. I'm still overcome with my feelings about it all. And then the clincher was, he said, you would think that after a year and a half, I would be over this. And Henry Cloud said, doesn't matter if it's a year and a half or 10 years. He said, if you never deal with a negative emotion, you still have it 10 years later. What's the emotion in your life that in your heart of hearts you know you need to deal with? That maybe the Lord is just revealing to your spirit right now. And I really mean that. Not being melodramatic. I really believe the Lord can reveal something. We read that recently. The Lord will make it plain to you. The Lord will reveal things to you through his word. Through his word. And through his spirit. Our hearts, our minds, and our souls are exactly like that, Cloud says. When someone hurt us or when we've allowed someone to hurt us, we need to drain that wound before we're going to get any relief. If we open it up and clean it out, it will get better. Just like cleaning out a wound, it hurts for a while, but in the long run, it's worth it. The statement in the Beatitudes, he quotes, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted, is so true on so many levels. We don't need to walk around with toxins inside of us, either physically or emotionally. They wear against our health and destroy everything we are trying to do. Clean them out, because if you don't, they'll infect the rest of your life. They'll infect the rest of your life. Somebody came here today, I believe, just to hear that. I want to talk about that frightening phrase in verse 12. If we disown him, he will also disown us. I actually have had people over the years say, does the Bible really mean that? Or is that kind of said with a wink? No, God means it. The next verse says God's going to be true to his word. He's not going to be disloyal to himself when God says something like that. And Jesus said in Matthew 10, 32 and 33, if you acknowledge me before men, I will acknowledge you before my Father in heaven. But if you deny me or disown me before men, I will disown you before my Father in heaven. If that's true, it's one of the most frightening statements in all of the Bible. I've done this before, but here's a way to understand what it means to disown Christ or deny. You don't have to get up in an auditorium like this and make some kind of public diatribe or statement, I don't believe in Jesus, and I deny the Bible, and I deny this, and deny that. That's not what denial is. Have you ever been at a mall and somebody pretended not to know you? They denied you. They disowned you. When they pretended not to know you, have you ever been at somewhere in public and you started to say, hey, and they just walked right on by. They pretended they didn't know you. You say, what's that have to do with this verse? Everything. People pretend all the time they don't know Christ. I'm convinced of it. People at our family gathering and they pretend they don't know Jesus. People are at work and they pretend they don't know Jesus. And I want to suggest to you that it may not be a serious thing to you or me, but it's serious business to the Lord because of what Paul said. If we disown him, he will also disown us.
Well, I don't know about you, but that's probably one of the most frightening verses in all of the Bible to me, because we don't want to believe that verse, that if we disown or deny the Lord, he will disown or deny us. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. This message will continue tomorrow. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.